This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Joey Page live from the Fringe on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, nice and smooth. That one works great. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Joey Page's FUBAR Radio show on a Wednesday afternoon. This is going out live on FUBAR Radio, and you can also, for the audience that are here, because you might be taking part in it, at some point, you can download it and listen to it and then tell everyone how brilliant I am. And then I might get a promotion or something. I think that's how it works. So how it works today is we have got three guests, though one's not here, so we might have two. But two of them are two of my favourite people, and the other two, one I strongly dislike, who's not coming. The other guy, I don't know. So I've got the best two here. And we'll get them out in a minute, but basically I'm going to bring them up one by one. It's basically like Jonathan Ross, if they'd spent a fiver on it and put it on the radio. So let's have a little see who we've got. Little front row, are you a gang of four, or are you two twos? Two twos. All right, we're going to find out who's the best two. Gentleman in the Ralph Lauren shirt. What's your name? Mark. Thanks for coming, Mark. Oh, look, you've got one fan. That man behind you really likes you. Why do you like him so much? Is it because he's wearing Ralph Lauren? Same name? Oh, well, easily pleased. This is just going to fly by. And what do you do, Mark? You're a lawyer. No, you can relax because this is uncensored radio, so we can swear. You won't be getting any calls saying, can you dig us out of a hole? So we slagged off one of the acts that didn't turn up. And who are you with, Mark? Bianca, and are you guys together? Yeah, great. And how did you meet? Work. Are you a lawyer as well, Bianca? Were you in trouble? What did you do? and this couple here, what's your name on the end, my love?
My name's Slava.
Slava. Oh, you win then. Fuck it. It's fine. So, if anybody listening out there on the radio wants to get in touch, you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio and join in with our lovely studio audience and our guests. The other Mark, what do you do? He sounds very creepy. He answered that like a Bond villain. Mark.
Yeah.
Yes. Mark, what do you do?
I'm an art and design technician.
Do you work in Ryman's? What does that mean?
I work at a local college.
Okay. It's sounding creepier by the minute, Mark. Well, thanks for coming. There's more than those three people, but I can't get everybody involved. Sorry, I'm going to stick with Slava. What do you do, Slava?
I boringly work in IT.
Oh, yeah, you do. Okay, good. All right. All right. Have you got a favourite comedian out of Ian Smith or Tom Parry? Say Tom Parry, because that's the one I'm going to bring up first.
Tom Parry, then.
All right. Oh, he's trapped in, though. That was the order I was told to bring him out. It doesn't really make any difference. He's bringing his bag. That's how much distrust he's got for the audience. Everybody, please welcome to the stage Tom Parry! Anywhere you like, mate.
Hello?
Not that one.
Not that one.
Oh, are we going to have to share a mic? This one's all right.
Is that all right?
There we go.
Good morning.
All right.
How you doing? Jolly good.
So, Tom Parry, luckily enough for me, is one of my best friends in comedy.
Yeah.
And the world. We go to Glastonbury together a lot. And Tom is doing a show. It's fantastic. It's called Yellow T-Shirt, and it's on at the Tron, which is a pay-what-you-want venue, so technically it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
£5 for tickets in advance.
Yeah, if you can get in, it's normally sold out. It's a great show. I mean, I've not seen it, but I just trust him innately that it'll be good.
I bought you a present, Joey.
Oh, no, I've got to give you the money for this.
There you go.
Oh, nice one. Thanks, man.
I mean, it doesn't work for the radio, does it? It's a yellow T-shirt.
It's a yellow T-shirt, which is what his show's about. He says he's brought me a present, but essentially he's just trying to win you over by going, I'm a nice guy, but it's essentially he's just giving me a flyer.
Yeah. Very expensive flyer.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
How you doing? You having a good Fringe?
Are you asking them or me?
You.
Oh, yeah, great.
I don't know. No, I'm only joking.
Are you guys having a great Fringe?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? Isn't it? I love the Fringe.
I love the Fringe.
It's the best.
It's a bit like the football season, though, everyone comes up here and goes, yeah, I'm going to win it this year. And then about 3 days in, you go, oh, it's the same old shit.
About 3 days in, you go, oh, no, I'm in a relegation battle.
Yeah, exactly. Trying not to lose so much money. So I know you, and you're always wearing a yellow T-shirt, pretty much.
Yes.
Right? And is it as simple as that?
Yeah.
All right,
pretty much.
Sounds great, guys.
No, it was kind of when I it started in Edinburgh, actually, when I was flyering. Someone told me if you wear the same thing every day, people will recognise you and take flyers.
Oh.
So I went out and bought a couple of yellow T-shirts, and then it kind of grew from there, really.
Oh, I've got no chance of doing that.
I think people will recognise you when they walk past you.
Yeah,
Joe.
But
you've always got a distinctive look.
Yeah, they avoid me at all costs. That's why I can't do my own flyering. People are, I'm never going to go and see that guy. Look at the state of him. This show has been broadcast live in one of the university lecture rooms, and me and Tom have got a great little sort of thing of about universities. Basically, I was doing journalism and media communications and something, I can't remember what it was called, for my degree. And
wow.
I'm going to do
can't
this.
Can't even remember what degree you've got.
And
wow.
Oh, I might need you for this, Mark, right? Because basically, I've stolen my degree because all I had to do was organise an hour of... I basically had to like promote and plug my first ever hour of stand-up comedy. But I'd only been doing stand-up for about 3 months. So I got Tom, who's also in a sketch group called Pappies, to basically do 40 minutes of the show, and I pretended that I wrote it, but it was just their sketches.
And then he got a 2-1. So he owes us his degree.
Yeah, and maybe, am I going to get in trouble for that? No. No? It's too late now, isn't it? It's like 10 years ago.
Great. I love the fact that your show's got its own lawyer.
Yeah.
Feels like it should be a resident feature.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Right, basically, what happens is, you know, like how technology works and Twitter and all those things, it can just like come onto. Essentially, that's why I've got an iPad in front of me. But it's gone in reverse. I'm getting like handwritten messages from the back of the room. Lloyd is coming.
Well, we've all got the question now. Is the person who's coming, who said they weren't going to come, the person that you actively dislike?
Yes, Lloyd Griffiths. So let's
this is the most brightly lit radio show
it's
I have
so
ever
hot,
done in my
it?
Life.
I've still chosen to wear a cardigan because I'm vain. Definitely don't need it.
Oh, we've got moody now. We've got moody on the lights. Yeah. I thought it was a radio show.
What do you mean a radio? What, no audience?
Yeah. I brought my breakfast bagel
along. You can
have
your breakfast bagel.
I was going to eat this during the songs.
What's in it?
It's got... garlic, avocado and halloumi.
For breakfast, you've got garlic?
Yeah. I've lucked out, right? Because with Edinburgh...
I don't think so.
Well, the thing with Edinburgh is, like, it's a very fun, weird month because you live with other people for a month that you never normally live with. And it's a real potluck. You know, you normally either live with other comedians or other people who are working at the Fringe. And you don't really know much about other comedians until you've lived with them in Edinburgh.
Right.
You really find out like their neuroses or their living habits, and you go into a very intense 4-week period. But I'm living with Pegs, who's the guy who is the technician for our shows, and it turns out he loves making breakfast. So every morning I get up and
Mate,
on the blackboard,
he's got garlic in it.
Yeah,
I
garlic
can smell
avocado.
It from here.
I know it really does. Well, he's getting creative.
I'm sorry
with it,
about this, Ian. When you come up here.
Yeah, you can have some if you want, Ian, when you get up here.
Yeah, so he's got a blackboard.
And every morning, before he goes to bed at night, he's written out a menu of what breakfast is going to be. And I get up and see on the blackboard what breakfast is going to be. I mean, that's not bad for a month, is it?
There's only one thing better than that, and that's if every morning he gets up and he writes the name of your show and then just puts sold out.
Oh, yeah, that's what you want. Love a good blackboard, yeah.
Right, so before we get Ian up... Tell us a bit more about your show.
Well, there's a couple of shows, actually, because I wrote a play that's
up
here.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Called Marriage. That's on at 2 p.m. in the Assembly Rooms in George Square. And it's an adaptation of an old Russian comedy by Nikolai Gogol. And it's got a really good cast. It's got, like, all different people from sketch groups in it. So they're a really funny cast. Having fun. So that's at 2 p.m.
And how do you find, because if you've adapted it, are you also directing it?
No, somebody else directed it. So it's a bit strange because, like, I did write it, but I didn't really make the production.
Yeah.
I just kind of go along and...
But you do direct as well, don't you?
Yeah, I've directed a couple of shows up
here. How does that feel? Because is it a bit, like, frustrating watching people and then going, I keep saying do this and you're not doing it? Is it a bit like being, like, a manager of someone? Is it
a little
weird?
Bit, yeah. I was having this chat last night, actually, because I've directed a sketch group called Beasts, who are on at 4:40 in the Courtyard, who are very silly, very funny, and Max and Ivan, who are at the Queen Dome at 8:20. And... I think it's really satisfying when you direct something because instead of having to be on stage like sweating and working, well, that's what I sweat on stage, but like instead of like really feeling like you're working really hard for it, you sit at the back and get to like watch stuff and you see the bits that you've done that work. And when you hear the room get on board, it's a very satisfying feeling. So actually, I quite enjoy that.
I'm not saying this has happened for any of yours, but probably at some preview or something. Have you seen it go badly and like you get frustrated because you can't actually physically do anything about it?
Yeah. You just have to frantically scribble notes and then people think you're a reviewer.
Yeah.
I have like quite often when I'm in the show, people say to me, give them a good review.
Can you come into mine and just do that and pretend you're a reviewer like every day? I don't want notes, just scribble for a bit. All right, cool. So let's get Ian up then. Yeah. Our next guest, another one of my favourite comedians. I'm gutted because his show clashed with mine. And whenever I present this, they always get on at least two people that clash with my show. So I can't promote my show and I have to promote theirs. I'm losing so much money doing this radio show. But he is great. Please welcome to the stage my next guest is Mr. Ian Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. You're too excited about that. First one.
I know.
God, it is hot, isn't it?
I know, mate.
It's a scorcher. Yeah.
Do you want to put... We've got more clothes. Do you want to put that on top
of... I don't like it.
So I feel like we should just go and sit there with these guys. They've got the nice seats.
I know, but we're tethered to a box underneath my chair.
Oh, right. Okay, that's the magic of radio, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like the radio version of Speed. Can't go or do anything. We're just... There's something ticking underneath my chair. That's it.
Is that the description of this show?
Yeah, it is now.
The radio version of Speed.
So, Ian's doing a show at Pleasance Courtyard at 7 p.m. called Whereabout. Is it Whereabouts?
Whereabouts.
Yeah.
Whereabouts.
I've just written Whereabout. I don't know why. I didn't put this on the end of it.
It doesn't really make a huge difference.
I know, but it might.
What if people would get the wrong show?
People just might be like, no, it sounds rubbish because he didn't put an S on the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Whereabouts, what's it about?
I don't think it sounds funny when you explain it.
No, I'm with you. When I do mine, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But
so, I mean, I moved house and then there's a good bit at the end.
Nice. Nice sell.
Mark, you sold on that?
Yeah.
All right, good.
That's enough. I've been doing guest slots like in Edinburgh and after the slots, I tell them that my show's on at 4 a.m. in the Edinburgh Woolen Mill in Leith. Because I feel like if someone wants to come and see it enough, they remember your name and they look it up. Despite, because if they're looking it up when they think that it's happening in Leith, you know.
You've done something right.
Yeah, yeah. You know they're into it.
Maybe the woolen mill in Leith is doing a roaring trade. They don't know why.
That'd be really frustrating at 4 a.m. Banging on the door.
Like, bloody hell, this is the most popular month we've ever had at the mill. We've had a lot of late night ravers coming down to live it up at the mill.
Well, there was a gig, Patch Hyde. Used to do one in the fudge shop. So the fudge shop down the bottom of the Royal Mile, when it shut, they just turn it into a venue and then give everyone fudge at the end.
But wasn't it a play about a fudge shop?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Clearly didn't see it. But I just know it was
a fudge shop. It sounds awful.
Wrong people.
I mean,
like
it sounds good. Yeah, people like it because of the free fudge there.
Who doesn't? Popular. Who doesn't like fudge?
I don't know. I like it.
Fudge is the best.
Is it the best?
I think it might be the best.
After about 3 bites, it feels like all your teeth are going to fall out of your face. But
okay. The first bite of fudge is the best.
It's one of those things as well. It smells better than it tastes, like coffee and petrol. So, right, you know when you went to see Tom... I don't know if we can do this story, but I'm going to ask him about it now, live on air. And then if he says no, then just bully him until he does it. But can you tell him about your Damon Albarn story?
What,
when you met him, what he said.
It's not a good story.
It's so funny. Right, hang on. Right, let me preface this. It's right, not... I want to know, because I do this on a radio show anyway. Have any of you guys listened to it? Don't answer that. Right. On a Wednesday, I do a show, and sometimes I do this thing. I do a celebrity sticker book, where basically I get people to ring in or tweet in where they've seen celebrities in like weird places or whatever, or like in a weird situation. And Tom had possibly the best, most awkward conversation with Damon Albarn.
It was, well, I managed to blag a ticket to go and see a gig in... It's not that hilarious.
It really
that's
is,
the problem.
It really is.
If you're a
it's
fan
like
of
something
the
out
Gorillas.
Of extras.
But it was like... I went to see a Blur gig in Wolverhampton. It was like a secret gig, so there was only about 200 people there. And then they went to a pub down the road, because I'm from Wolverhampton, so I tagged along and ended up getting drunk with Damon Albarn in a pub in Wolverhampton. And he just genuinely got into a chat where... It was about 3 a.m. and he was going, the thing is, right, everyone thinks Noel Gallagher's really funny, but I can be funny. I'm a funny guy. And whenever someone's telling you that, it's never funny. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, yeah, no, you're funny. And he's like, I am. I can be really funny. I mean, but like Noel, when the camera's on, he can just do it. And we're mates, like, but he's just, he can just do it, whereas I can't do it in front of the cameras. But I am funny, right? And like, there was about 4 of us going, yeah, Damon, you're really funny. But I'm a big fan of the Gorillas, and their last album was Plastic Beach, which I think was a masterpiece. And he said, oh, everyone thinks Noel's just so funny and such a good guy. And I put my hand on his shoulder and said, but Noel never wrote Plastic Beach. And he looked at me and said, thanks, man. And I thought, this is the best moment of my life. I loved it. And then I said, can I have a photo? Which always ruins it, doesn't it?
Can anyone beat that? Anyone got anything worse than that?
I've met N-dubs.
Great.
I've met N-dubs.
Have you? Oh,
yeah.
For fuck's sake.
I had to interview them.
Oh, really?
What did you have to do?
I had to do an improvised acting scene with them, and that was very difficult. Because
wow.
They didn't really understand what was happening.
The concept of improvisation.
Well, which one's that? Is that the Dappy character? Is that him? Is he in that?
Yeah. I don't think someone's playing Dappy.
No, but that guy.
Yeah, them all. And Fazer,
plays Dappy.
Who's like the other one in N-dubs, told me a story. His arm was in a sling, and he was like, yeah, I got this mini motorbike. I drove it into a wall. I was like, okay. That's all I really had.
I mean, the first question is why?
Yeah.
Why go into the wall?
Yeah, well, difficult, isn't it? Mini motorbikes. I saw last year in Edinburgh, Stephen Burkoff was on
adapting
the opposite
N-dubs.
Train to me. Yeah, he was and N-dubs sharing a four-table seat. but he would do vocal warm-ups on the train. He was like sat on a seat by himself, and he's like a big guy, and every now and then he just go. like that.
Wow.
Was so distracting for the whole. And a woman who was working on the train walked by, and he would stare at her ass in a way that cartoon characters would stare at someone's ass. She'd go by and he'd go like, making like the.
Was that part of his vocal warm up? Good day.
Neck exercises as well.
See, pretty good. I'm glad I asked. I'm really glad I asked these questions.
Who's the most famous person you've ever met? Apart from present company excluded.
Yeah.
Someone was very sarcastically at that.
Well, I've got a really great story about Ian Brown from the Stone Roses, but I'll do it in a second. But let's get our next guest off here, because he's waiting in the wings. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome my first guest of the afternoon? It's Mr. Nick Coyle! Yay. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, thanks.
Welcome.
Hey. How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
I haven't seen you for ages.
Looking really good.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Guys,
you've lost control.
This is what it's like when we try and walk to gigs. You just bump into each other, and that happens for about 4 minutes. Like when you're trying to fly.
Mad. Jealous?
It's like, imagine what it's like at the coffee machine in the lawyer office. I'll forget it. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Big fan of the show. Long time listener.
Sure.
First time caller.
First time caller.
Yeah.
What was your favourite show that Joey's done?
Well, the one. We all know the one.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one.
Oh, is it the one that Tom was on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one. Got to be that one. Yeah, you were just...
Ian, these turn up best buddies. Me and you over it. We'll do our own thing. Nick's wearing a velour sweatshirt.
Yep.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it velour or is it like flanneling?
It was velour in 2008 when I bought it.
And now it's just sort of...
No, it's just...
Just a little bit of sheen.
Yeah.
It's nice,
good
though.
To paint a picture for the listener. I'm also wearing pants.
And orange socks. Green orange and orange socks. Is a bold choice. It's good. Yeah. All right. So, Nick,
can I ask a question quickly about the clothes?
Yeah, about our clothes.
How many pairs of shoes do you bring to Edinburgh in terms of... And do you have them on rotation?
Two. Oh, three. Three.
Three and yes.
Yeah,
rotation.
Three.
Last night, I couldn't get to sleep because the smell from my shoes was so bad.
Is it these ones?
Genuinely.
Is it these ones?
No. I had to
are these
hang
ones
them
bad?
Out the window. These are new
Can
ones.
Can you take one off?
These are new ones and they're already bad.
Right, hang on a second. Hold that.
What are we doing? What? Oh, you're putting it to the test with the audience?
Smell-o-vision.
I spilled some original sauce and shower gel on my floor.
Getting there.
No one's going to be enjoying this.
Yeah, they're the new ones.
They're the new ones.
you saw Mark's face.
She just going, Jesus.
Yeah. It was 4 o'clock in the morning and I thought, why can't I sleep? And then I realised it was this smell. And it was coming from my shoes. I had to hang them out the window to get to sleep.
I know where this is going.
Sorry, state of affairs.
He's brought me one of his flyer t-shirts and has expected me to buy him a brand new pair of trainers as a gift in return. So, Nick, your show is called Guided Meditation. It's on 3:30
yep.
On the Free Fringe. Where on the Free Fringe?
At a place called Lauriston Hall. Woo, give it up for Lauriston Hall.
Where's that?
It's on Lauriston Place.
I couldn't be clearer. Road. It's in Lauriston.
It's near the Museum of Scotland.
Oh, down there?
Yeah. It's close. It sounds far away, but it's close.
And tell us about it, because I genuinely don't know anything about your show.
Well, you wouldn't be the only one. It's a guided meditation where the audience comes in and lies down on the floor, so people are already grateful. And then I just lead them through a joke guided meditation for an hour on a cosmic journey.
Great.
And usually two people fall asleep. And I'm completely untrained.
This sounds excellent.
So did please come, it's free.
Did you get the idea to do the show from doing guided meditation yourself?
No, I used to have a radio show in Sydney, Australia, which is in the Southern Hemisphere. And I did a joke guided meditation at the end of that show. And then I thought, why not just put these all together into an hour and tour the globe at a lot of financial risk. And that's what I'm doing. So,
are you having fun?
Yeah, it's been really fun. I didn't know what to expect because it's Free Fringe. You don't know who's coming because there's no tickets booked, but people have been coming and yeah, it's been really fun.
And have you seen any other people doing a similar thing? You're the only one. You must be the only one.
Well, I don't want to blow my own bugle, but in Australia, there's three comedians who started doing them.
Really?
Since this little guy started them. So if you want the best in the original, come to Edinburgh.
Wow.
Great.
Have you ever inspired other acts, Joey?
A lot of people that come to my shows turn into comedians for about 2 months and then they give up and then they never come back to my show, so it's like I'm just losing audience left, right and centre. I've got like about 4 super fans, they're all doing stand up now and then they stopped and they don't come back to watch me because it's like they learnt how to do it better than me and then thought, actually I don't ever need to see any more comedy, bye. So yeah have you? I mean, there's that guy that's a bit like you, isn't there? Ian, say someone that's offensive.
What, someone that's Lloyd Griffith?
Very good.
I don't know. It was the only name that came into my head because it's written there.
Lloyd's going to turn up in a second.
No, he's not. It's 1:15.
1:15, kind of.
Like 15 minutes before the end of the show.
We should like plant things with the audience so that like trigger words and things that get big responses when Lloyd's here, and it'll be like he'll have missed out on something amazing.
Well, he's a choir boy, so he'd have something that when he mentions choir boys, everyone like boos.
Yeah.
And he's from Grimsby, so he's going to mention that a lot. So if maybe somebody can make like the noise of a fisherman or something.
Yeah, let's have the noise of a fisherman from The Lawyer. fancy giving it a go?
Fog on, maybe.
Catch any fish today? Maybe next time.
Maybe it'd just be like... maybe someone could sing that. Does anyone know the... on a fishy on a little dishy from the... from the advert? Is Young's Fishman.
Will this be bullying if we just do this?
Yeah, but he's a bully anyway, Lloyd. He's a nasty bully.
Every time he says Edinburgh, let's slap him.
Oh, yeah. No. Every time he tries to plug his show, somebody drops something on the floor. And then they'll say, sorry, Lloyd, there's a bit of noise. Can you start again? And let's just see how many times we can get him to start the description of his show again.
Okay, so but that's it should be something. Like coughing and sneezing and things like that. And,
then I'll be like, sorry, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to be great. No. Oh, I feel like Jeremy Beadle. But with two normal-sized hands.
Paige.
What? It's not too soon for Jeremy Beadle material. Oh, have you seen who else has got a show up here in that vein? Dave Benson Phillips. Have you seen that?
Oh, he's got a Gunge Tank show.
How do you get booked as a guest on that? I really want to get gunged.
I don't know. I embarrassingly, I quite desperately tried to get in touch. I would have loved to do it.
Did you try and get on it?
Yeah, well, I tried to the point where, I Googled who was producing it and I couldn't find any contact details. And then I gave in. So I gave in.
Mate, that's what your agent's for.
Yeah, I know, but...
So if you can't get me the big Gunge Tank gig, then it's over.
But it feels embarrassing to email your agent and be like, can you get me a slot on Get Your Own Back? The TV, kids' TV show.
I don't know, I think that's exactly what my agent would expect from me.
Are you
going to get your bagel out? Because you keep touching the bag. Or maybe you just do it when Lloyd's here, you rustle the bag a lot.
That can be when he's started. If I have to describe the show, I'll go for my bagel.
So, because we're now going to muck around with Lloyd at the end, something I like to do in this show is a game of human top trumps, right? And because we're going to bully Lloyd for the last 15 minutes, where I normally do it, let's do it now.
Do you have top trumps in Australia?
No. Right, I haven't understood a word you've said for the last 10 minutes.
So, you know.
Gunge, kippers.
You know that.
That's Joey Page's whole act.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's what I'm going to call it next year.
Gunge and kippers.
So Top Trumps is like a little card game where like
we have cards.
It'll be like, but they'll have things on it like trucks or whatever, or fast cars or football teams, and then it'll have categories, and then you'll go, how many doors has your car got? And if mine's got more than yours, then I get your card, and two've got
that's
all the
not,
other persons.
That's not normally a section, is it? Amount of doors.
It's gonna be in this one. Oh, actually, it is. Right, so I'm gonna ask you all a question, and then some of them will be numerical, so it'll be easy to work out. And some of them will be based on what the audience thinks is the best answer. And we'll work out who's the best human. And then that means I'll give an extra plug to your show if you win.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
So, first question. In your current place of residence, where you're up here at the Edinburgh Festival, how many doors are there? And I'm not including cupboard doors.
Oh, shit.
Or washing machine. Or dishwasher.
Do you count? You know, if you live in a flat.
Yeah.
Do you count the front door you open to get to your flat door?
Yep, I'm having that. Front door.
Seven.
At least Nick was prompt. Thank you, Nick. Nick is on
nine.
Oh, Ian.
12.
Ooh. I've got he's got nine shows, 12 doors. Fucking hell. All right, 1-0 to Perry. See, that's how it works, right? Okay. So it'll get a little bit more interesting.
12 dots. How many people are you living with?
Just I'm living. It's a four-bedroom flat.
Prison.
And it's double. Yeah, I'm in prison. They let me out to talk to Joey.
It's got French windows.
It's a double-decker flat.
Oh.
And I'm living upstairs in the loft, and that's through a door. And then in the loft area, there's three doors just up the stairs in the loft area. Mm-hmm. That was a good category for me. I'm door central.
What's behind the doors in the loft?
The ghost of Greyfriar Bobby.
See, guys, you thought the door question was going to be shit. It's given us loads. Right, next question. I'll start with you, Ian.
Okay.
What's the most trouble you've ever been in with the police?
I was once questioned by the police for malicious harassment.
Great. Why?
I can't go into it because... but it was
ask Mark.
You weren't expecting that answer, were you, Joey?
No. It was... Lighten it up. It's midday.
It was when I was younger and it was a misunderstanding. Basically, two of my friends, and we were very much a threesome, so I was lumped into this, but I didn't have the understanding of the internet to do this. They set up a website claiming that someone else's house was a sex shop and provided his contact details and numbers and also put some posters around with his mobile number on for being a pizzeria, and he got a lot of calls because the prices were so competitive on the poster. So he phoned up asking for pizzas. But I genuinely wasn't involved.
Should we do that to Lloyd Griffiths when he arrives, guys? Let's do all of it.
That's what Ian does to all his bad reviewers. Post the details.
You're going to be getting a lot of very happy calls.
Was that like a weird interview with the police where they're going, but he's not a pizza shop, is he? You're like, no.
It was very strange. Because my friends told me that like the police are going to want to talk to you. And I was like, why? They're like, set up a website saying that this person's house is a sex shop. I was like, why would they want to talk to me? I haven't been involved in this. But it was horrible.
What happened to the guy?
Oh, he's fine.
He's fine.
Nothing bad. He didn't.
It'd be great if he now ran his own pizza shop.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we inspired him something.
That'd be the happy ending, wouldn't it?
Pizza shop that did like dildos on the side or something.
Yeah.
And not on the side, like a side dish.
If anything, after you've had a pizza, you're too full to have any of that kind of activities, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Deep,
Perry.
Deep.
Don't go. Perry, police trouble.
I once got chased by the police. I had like a really exciting moment that felt like I was in a film where my friend used to live next to our school grounds. And the school, the local football team, Wolves. Mm. My football team, Wolves, not my football team, I don't own a football club yet. They train on the school grounds. They had their training ground over there. And we came back from a night out when we were in the sixth form and we were drunk. We were like, should we go over and have a kickabout on Wolves' pitch where the guys play? So we jumped a fence at like 3 a.m. and went to start playing football. And the sprinklers came on. So we were like dancing in the sprinklers, and then suddenly a police car came onto the pitch and pulled up, and the police got out and started chasing us.
They drove the car onto the pitch?
Yeah.
See, that's just reckless, isn't
that's
it?
More that's more reckless than what we were doing. We were just dancing in the sparklers.
Somebody had just been promoted, didn't they?
Yeah. So so there was like five of us, and we got behind a hedge, and we were like, let's split up. And three guys went one way, and I said to my mate Chris, we can lose them in the school. We know the school grounds better than they do. And we kind of... felt like a real film moment. We lost them round the back of the maths block.
So you got away from them?
Got away from them.
Really good.
And the other three got caught. The other three went one way and got caught, and we went through the school and got away.
Great.
Yeah.
Are they dead now?
Yeah, they did prison. They did hard time. They did 7 years. 7 years,
It's a real sliding doors moment.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible, yeah.
Yeah, they could have been directing a Russian play.
Are you doing that?
He's adapted.
No, I adapted it. I didn't direct it.
Yeah, that's better.
Nick?
I haven't been in trouble with the police unless you count the time I lost my virginity to a policeman.
We'll count that.
Policeman, yeah.
We'll count that.
Was it problem? Was it trouble? Was he annoyed with
you? Sexy trouble.
Yes. Well, that's a good name for a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexy trouble.
Was he in uniform?
He wasn't. He was on holiday from London. In Australia.
Handcuffs?
And later I found out holiday from his wife.
Whoa, daddy. So a holiday in all regards.
Yep. Leaving the old bowl and chain. Getting on the old plane. Breaking some Aussie hearts.
I mean, just before you brought that last bit in, I was desperate to get a line in about did he keep his sandwiches under his hat, but it seems relevant now. That's what policemen do, isn't it? That big...
Beef eaters.
No, you know the...
Yeah, the...
The hat. They keep their sandwiches under there. Did you know that? They used to in the...
Did they really?
1900s. All right, good.
A really good interviewer adapts their questions as the person's answer goes along, but you really stuck to that.
Yeah, I really wanted that.
So he cheated on his wife, did he, and broke his heart. Anyway, did he have any sandwiches with him? Sorry, I've been thinking about that the whole time. What were you saying?
Hey, the BBC would love this, because I've taken it away from a disaster. I've steered it back onto the light-hearted, airy subject of jam sandwiches.
That's the thing with this game. It can unearth any kind of truth. We don't know what's going to happen.
We just don't know.
I know, is but if I'd have asked your PRs to give you the questions, they wouldn't have let you on the show.
No.
Okay, here's a good question.
Hang on, no, we've got to decide who's one first.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Someone wants a job on FUBAR. Tom actually co-presented a show with me the other week. He was very good. Did anyone hear it? No, move on. All right, good. Who do you think wins that audience?
Who? Trouble with
do you think Ian
police?
Won? Do you think Tom won?
Do you think anyone won?
Do you think Nick won? Yeah. Very disappointed with you, they are as well.
Thank you and sorry. That feels really, mediocre.
So we've got two people.
Do you want to hear my question?
Hang on, I'll go on then.
If we're policemen, right?
Yeah.
What would you keep under your hat?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
Yeah, a nice question.
Let's keep it light, right?
Go on then.
I'd keep just a slightly smaller version of the same hat. So I could take my hat off and there's just another one there.
Really good.
And just keep doing it until I got a little tiny one.
Great.
Tom?
I would have one of those sirens from the top of a police car.
Oh, yeah.
If I have to run after someone, I'd take it off and turn it on.
I would have a water balloon full of fake blood so that if I was really angry with someone, I could be like, and then blood would just really make my point.
I mean, just to make the last round exciting and put you all on...
What would you have at your place?
A jam sandwich.
Sandwiches, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
just to mean that we get another question out of it, I'll give that to Ian. Everyone's got 1 point. This is the final one, right? So...
Congratulations, Ian.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, James. Though Nick, yours was the best.
Thanks.
You've been robbed in many respects.
Yeah. Someone call the police.
So, right?
Good radio, guys.
This is great. We're having a nice time, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. No, I did a mime.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
We could pretend. We should have pretended we had the fourth act here and it was a mime. We've got one of the premier mimes from the festival here. How's the show going? Oh,
you're
good.
Kidding.
Wow. Wow.
How long have you been trapped in there?
A box. Harrowing. Harrowing.
So, last question then. You know that Jacket Potato Shop on the Royal Mile that everyone goes to?
Yeah, what's it called?
I don't know. And they haven't sent any free samples, so fuck them. But what would you have in your jacket potato?
Just a slightly smaller jacket potato. I mean, it worked for Ian,
I was going to say that. I was going to say.
I'm stealing your callbacks for you. I mean, I'm a vegetarian. I have standard beans and cheese. Do you want the real answer?
Yeah, because we're going to judge it on that.
Cheese and beans, but with loads of black pepper.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey.
Like they're with you.
What is that? Like, yeah. Is it to do with age, where you get to an age when you suddenly go, oh my God, black pepper's amazing?
It's like olive oil, isn't it?
What is that? Like, you'd hate pepper. Pepper would be awful. Love salt, yeah. And then suddenly, this isn't like a bit, but like, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, truth is valid.
Thank you, Nick. Because then suddenly you get to like 22 or something, and then you're like... Where's this black pepper been all my life?
It's because as you age, the taste buds die. They slowly die. And so your tongue's like, just give me something I can still feel.
Oh.
And black pepper's like...
It's a bit like the feeling of when you've done 10 years at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah.
Black pepper.
And you just go home and you just cut your thighs. Yeah. You cut your thighs so you feel something.
Nick, what do you have in your jacket potato?
Is it like a death row last meal or just... You're on the mile and you're feeling peckish.
Yeah, you're on the mile. Just keep it light. I don't need to be on death row.
I like the idea. It's death row. It's your last meal. You can eat anything you want,
it's
but
it's got to be a jacket potato.
It's got to be on a jacket potato.
Dog mints. Dog mints.
That's all the rage in Australia, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Free range dog mints.
Ian.
So they have a nice life before they get minced.
Yeah, they're free-range dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pets.
Yeah. Oh, they're pets.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Then the van comes around and you get... Yeah.
Retired
But they're still
dogs.
Alive when they're minced.
Because it's hard, because what do you do with a dead dog otherwise? I've never had one die, so I don't know.
Where are they all?
No, I've only had one and it's still going.
Okay.
Peggy.
All right. Is Peggy listening at home?
You've got some real heartbreak. You look at your face all lit up when you say
she's
already,
she's 14. It's going to be a nightmare. Ian.
I don't know. Well, I've just been enjoying everyone's conversations. So I haven't thought of a funny one.
It doesn't have to be funny.
Well, yeah, but you know
just
what I mean.
Be honest.
You're trying to plug your show and you're just going chilly. It's like no one's going to come and see a show by a man who's just said chilly.
But I will.
They might want honesty.
Thank you. Chilly, but with loads of salt. Trying to think of a different one to pepper. Or what other sprays are there? I just have like ground chloroform on top of some chilli.
Right.
See, that's what you do when you push me to when I feel the pressure to come up with a funny answer. Come with chloroform.
There was no pressure.
There's
like no pressure. He went for a normal answer, and Nick spoilt it.
Yeah.
And now you feel under pressure.
I felt
it shouldn't have to be that way.
Well, it has
I take my chilli. I'm just going to say cheese. Just cheese.
Just cheese.
Oh yeah, I just have chilli on. I think. Right. But with ground chloroform. Oh no.
So, Tom wins that, right? Let's get this out of the way because the last question was a real dud. Yeah, Tom, you brought me a T-shirt, so you're the best human.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
And I think gifts is how you win awards, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Best newcomer, 2015.
I'm buying everyone a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Buying the city of Edinburgh a T-shirt. I've got 200 of these, right? I've got 200 yellow T-shirts.
And my How many plan, have you sold?
Sold about 20.
Oh, right.
I've got another 180 to go.
I'm going to be buying one off you, actually.
But my plan for about 20 of them was going to be to get them on a coat hanger and hang them at strategic places around the city. So
and you've
people
not started
would just
doing
see
that yet.
Yellow T-shirts in places.
Do they have your show information on the back or something?
No.
Or just yellow?
No.
Oh.
So just as a yellow T-shirt, people
intriguing,
are like, what's this?
Yeah.
Why don't you give them to the homeless?
Oh.
And get them to wear it around the city.
Yeah. You're using the homeless
that would
as
be
flyers.
Well,
that could go. That could go one of two ways. Though, couldn't
what
it?
Do you
People
think,
might
Mark?
Think.
Is that okay, Mark? Yeah, but then
yeah.
you see him every
Lazy.
Day in the same yeah. spot in the same.
That could either get like a Malcolm Hardy Award or like Spirit of the Fringe or something, or just the worst press
yeah.
that you would ever get. Tom
also,
Parry abuses the homeless.
Well, the other thing is people might think, oh, everyone who goes to see Tom Parry's show
it's
has
homeless.
A sudden bad run of luck.
Mm. Yeah.
Like,
or it must
things
be
were
so
going
expensive.
Well until I went to see Yellow T-shirt.
It can be. Happen, though, can't it? Like, you've only got to lose your bank card, someone drain your account, and then your landlord phones you up and says you've got to move out when you get back from Edinburgh, and you are actually homeless.
Well,
right?
It's been a great...
It could
thanks
happen.
For having me. It's
you
been a great night.
Quick, guys.
Wow. This has been very bleak at times, hasn't it?
Let's get it back to jam sandwiches. Right, so Lloyd's getting in 3 minutes, right? And also, I've really, as the host and presenter, I've really run the risk of if he doesn't turn up, what are we going to do for 15 minutes?
I want to hear more about Peggy.
Oh, Peggy's great. Don't, I'm well up.
Peggy, scratching at death's door. Woo, woo. Let
she's
me right. in.
She's deaf now, and so
Thank
she won't
God.
Be listening to this. She's all right. Eating for a dog's loads, isn't it?
What kind of dog?
It's like, oh no, I can't say that. Is it too early?
What?
It's not like Cilla Black. Like she's going at the right time. She went too early.
Whoa! Whoa!
I said she went too early. I was going to go the other way. It was going to be really insulting.
I've started making a joke about one, only a small throwaway joke about Cecil the Lion in my show, and the audience boo every time.
Do they
feel yeah. very strongly about Cecil?
Have you seen right? Oh, here we go. Right. You know,
here we go,
Nick,
guys.
Do you know?
Here we go.
You know Tate and Lyle, Nick. Do you know what that is?
No.
They make syrup.
Okay.
Right. No.
Here we go,
on
guys.
The tin,
here we go.
Do you know what's on the
syrup
tin?
Syrup for me, kippers.
There's a lion, right? But no, if you look closer,
it's a lion pouring.
No, it's a lion that's dead and it's been eaten by bees.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it
it's
is.
Not.
It is. Get it up. Get a picture up.
No,
right.
It's a lion pouring honey
no,
out
it's
of
not.
A bee's.
No, and no, I can no, no, tell no. you why. It's a lion being eaten by bees and I'll tell you for why.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, from the Bible.
What's that got to do with the bees?
Of the strong.
Because the guy that invented syrup
what
was very
Lyle
religious.
Lyle or lied?
Lyle.
Lyle.
L-Y-L-N.
Lion. I've spelled lion with a P.
Also, on a similar tip, what
tip.
Shape are Monster Munch?
Pause.
No, incorrect.
No, just asking.
Incorrect. The hands
incorrect.
Of a monster.
Turn it upside down. It's like a monster with one big eye. They're monsters, right? You don't have a packet of crisps called Monster Munch and just put like a monster's feet in there. Like it's a monster.
Does anyone have?
This is
3G?
What goes on in my. This is 8 minutes of my show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm right. Now, can you... Thank
it's
you.
It's a dead lion with bees coming out of it.
Oh, yeah,
it is. Yeah? So now, how did the lion die?
But are they eating it, or are they just hovering around a sleeping lion? Or are
no,
they...
it says on it... Not on it. I looked this up the other day, because I was having a row with someone about
how
it.
How did that brainstorm meeting go?
Well, it's the guy who owns Tate & Lyle.
Okay, guys,
religious,
I've got the
Bible.
Image for you. Check this out.
Right,
boom.
Now, can someone Google me a monster munch in the audience? This is how we're going to fill the last 15 minutes. I've got it. I got this.
Can I ask Nick? Can I ask Nick a question?
Yeah, go on. Because I'm clearly not doing my job.
Nick's a bit of a big deal in Australia, would you say, Nick?
If by big deal you mean no.
Okay. You regularly do the Melbourne festivals and the Sydney festivals.
Are you going to ask him a question about how you can get booked for Melbourne?
No. I'm interested because I've only done Melbourne once briefly. But like Melbourne's kind of like... Edinburgh's the best comedy festival in the world. It's kind of... That's the gimme, isn't it? And then there's Melbourne and Sydney.
Mate, you're really bad at these questions because you're a really big deal in Australia and you do Melbourne all the time, which isn't as good as Edinburgh.
He's doing Edinburgh as well.
I know, but...
He's storming it.
Get to the sandwiches under the hat.
How do you compare Melbourne Comedy Festival to Edinburgh? Why is it different? And would you say Edinburgh is the best comedy festival in the world?
I would. Crowd goes wild.
Right, thank you. Here we go. This is a monster munch.
You're telling me
now,
that's a
turn
monster
that upside down for me.
Yeah, it just flips around whenever you try and turn it around.
That is a monster with long arms
who's never
and one
seen
eye.
It. As someone who's never seen that before, it looks like a monster's hand after he's been pulled off the cross.
Even the iPhone just disagrees with you.
It's Jesus monster.
All these foods are deeply religious. Huh?
It's a boar.
It's not. It's a monster with a big eye and long arms. There you go. All right. So, Nick, how does the Melbourne Festival compare to?
Melbourne is smaller and just comedy, so it's not, there's less, you know.
Prancing about
with a big leather top hat on. But it's. it's.
Joey would love a leather top hat.
No, I'm not Slash.
It's really good. It's really fun. It's a really fun comedy festival. But it's, you know, you can't really compare it to Edinburgh because Edinburgh's just like...
Have any of you guys been to Melbourne in the audience? No. How do you
well,
find...
Well,
we've
got a surprise for you because bring in the tickets. We're going... You're going to Melbourne and you're going to Melbourne and you're...
There was a comedy competition that if you won it, you got to perform at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, but you had to pay for your own flight.
Oh, no. If Lloyd doesn't arrive soon, I'm going to eat this bagel.
Wait, hang
I'm
on.
Starving.
Eat it now. He should have been here 3 minutes ago. Hence why the Tate & Lyle question got wheeled out. guys in the audience, any of you in shows? No. All right, here's what we're going to do then. The gentleman on the end, what's your name? David. Come up here, David. You want to come,
David?
You're going to come in for the last 10 minutes. We're going to plug your life. He's too late.
Oh,
don't matter.
David.
Sit down. No, it's fine. No. Oh, we're just going to talk to you like you're Lloyd Griffith. So just answer the questions how you think you should answer them.
Let's make Lloyd watch you
promote
plug his
show.
Show.
And your mic's not turned on, eh?
There you go.
There we go. So yeah. Lloyd, what's your show about?
It's difficult to really explain it exactly.
Yeah,
most
yeah.
of your work is, isn't it?
It's there's
so different.
There's a lot of things that I like to do in my show that's unusual.
Yeah.
And as Lloyd, obviously, I'm versatile, attractive, and just an incredible creature, really.
Yeah. I would say incredibly creepy. For those people who didn't bother to travel to Edinburgh to see this live, Lloyd just walked in, tapped him on the shoulder, and then walked out again.
Thanks for coming.
Quick.
Great radio.
Great radio. Imagine if they put me on the telly. I'd be having all sorts of success. All right, Lloyd, welcome.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, sorry I'm late.
It's kind of strong.
No, you're not late, mate. There's 9 minutes left.
Brilliant.
All right.
Where have you been, mate?
I had a gig to do.
Which what gig?
You know Jack Laddo, the lad from Hull?
Oh, yeah.
Did his gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, closed it.
Better than this? Don't answer that.
No.
All right. You all right?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Sorry, I'm a little bit sweaty.
Lloyd.
I've yeah. never seen some... You licked around the bagel.
Tom Perry's eating a bagel.
There's a lot of avocado.
Guys. Lloyd.
Hello, mate.
What time's your show and when's it on? Tell us about it. That's the main reason you're here now.
8:30.
Yeah.
Pleasance Courtyard. In the cellar.
Sorry, hang on. Sorry. Tom, can you
Crikey,
not...
mate.
Just Russ, can you do that again, mate? Because this is going out live and I'm worried people won't have heard...
It is on at 8:30. Why are you coughing? Right, okay. Yeah, got it. Yeah, right, yeah. I've just cottoned on. What's going on? Making as much noise as possible during my plugging of my show. Because I'm
lovely,
late, I presume, because I'm late.
Business.
Is that it?
Lovely bit
is
of
that
business.
Why we're all... Is that why we're all doing it?
Lovely bit of business.
8:30 Pleasant Courtyard. Sick that on radio. 8:30 Pleasant Courtyard.
What's it called?
It's called Great Grimsby's Big Turn On.
PM or AM?
One person. I'm doing it PM this year.
PM.
Because
okay.
last year was a disaster.
Yeah, tell me, I'm doing 4 AM in the Edinburgh Woolen Mill and Leaf.
Are you?
Awful.
Oh, I drove past there, queue out the door this morning.
Yeah, no, there's queues. It's yeah, good. Yeah. But word of mouth, isn't it? Going well.
Tell them the pitch of your show because it's really good.
Whoops, tell them my pitch.
Why is it called Grimsby's Best Biggest
Thanks
turn?
Very much.
He's doing the Christmas lights.
You put him on TV, not you, all right?
I'm letting him have a go. I do this all the time.
So basically, I am from Grimsby. I got asked to turn on the Christmas lights in Grimsby, which I was obviously very chuffed about. And then it turns out that I wasn't the first choice
Who was?
Asked. I mean, come to the show, Joey.
I can't. It clashes with mine.
Okay, well, I'll send you a recording.
That's why you've got low numbers.
So, sold out for the last 4 nights. So basically, I was 8th choice. And so the show is me proving to the people, the organisers, that I am the most talented person to come from Grimsby. And I go through the other 7 idiots and prove in various different... As your man pointed out, I'm very talented. So I do various different things.
Wait a second. What did you say, Mark 2?
Kevin from Grimsby on Strictly.
Sorry.
He's in there, mate. he's in the show. But what you're saying, that he's more talented than me?
It's a good
call. They do not like latecomers, Lloyd. That's all I can say.
It wasn't my fault I was late. I didn't get told about it until I saw a tweet. Is that right?
Who's your PR?
No one's backing
me. I mean, no one likes me today, do they? Which is absolutely fine. Please come to the show.
Don't, he's a bully. No, I'm joking.
Not a bully.
Who's Kevin from Grimsby? What?
Kevin Clifton from Grimsby.
Who the fuck is Kevin?
Whoa,
Clifton?
Are we allowed to swear?
I don't know.
Kevin Clifton from Grimsby is part of the Clifton family. Joanne and Kevin, brother and sister. Kevin Clifton.
They sound creepy.
Down to the last 2 episodes of. I'm telling you who the Clifton family are.
Make it brief,
Kevin
mate.
Clifton.
You haven't got long.
Kevin Clifton.
You said we're allowed to swear and you haven't swore yet.
Oh, no, I just asked for the.
Ian swore.
Kevin fucking Clifton and Joanne pissing Clifton. 2 dancers. The Clifton family are 2. They're ballroom dancers, and they're 2 kids. And those kids are now on Strictly Come Dancing, and they're very good. But I am better than him, and you have to come to the show to figure out what.
I'm going home.
I mean, this has been utterly pointless on my behalf.
Here's a question for you, Nick.
Who calls a town Grimsby?
Yeah, good question.
Good question, and I answer it in the show, but I'm willing to give you a bit of an insight. There was a Viking that came over and from, I presume, Denmark, who was called Grims, and that was his name.
He was on Radio 1.
And people said Grims Bye.
No, Bye is actually the...
That deserves more. Do it again, Tom?
So is he getting eaten alive by bees?
Lloyd, do you mind coming on the radio for 9 minutes? Just be bullied. I'd love that. Yeah, no, I'd love that.
It's
yeah.
just I saw the opportunity for a callback, but you didn't hear the original joke. So
it?
The bees thing was very good.
Oh right, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
So anyway, Grimms.
We struck up a real rapport before you
guys. There's been 2 really great jokes, and because Lloyd just kept talking, you guys missed them. So should we do them again? Just do a couple of pickups.
No,
I'm joking. Yeah. So it's called Grimms.
Yeah.
No, go on. I actually want to know the answer to this.
Some Viking came over called Grimms on a fisher boat, got lost. discovered the area that is now called Grimsby.
But where's the bee come from?
I'm trying to get to that bit. Maybe you're doing callbacks to a bit that I don't fucking know about. I don't know, yeah?
Should have been here on time.
You had to close the little geek, it's all right.
Why do bagels...
about 60 people in.
Why do bagels have holes in them?
No, fuck off, Tom. Let me get to the end of his bit.
And
what a shape, a monster munch.
B is, I think, Norwegian or Danish for Hamlet. So it became Grimsby.
Benedict Cumberbatch stars in Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on. That's not bad, is it?
That's why his shows pay what you want. Over it. Not yours is.
Hamlet.
I'm sticking up for you, Lloyd, all right?
I mean, it's too late.
Hamlet.
Lloyd.
Hamlet.
Lloyd.
Benedict Cumberbatch stars in
yes,
Hamlet.
Yes, we got it.
But is it because I had food in my... There we go! Come on!
I enjoyed your show last night, mate.
Oh, thank you, Lloyd.
I got really drunk.
Oh, yeah, you left quite early, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I left at, like, 2:30.
Oh, you stayed till the end?
Of course I stayed till the end, mate.
We're doing a late night gig. Is anyone here next week?
I'm on, aren't I?
I am.
No, I'll forget it. Okay.
Anyway, it was a really good gig, is what I was trying to get. And I'm just a really nice guy.
Lloyd,
yeah.
A couple of things we've been talking about in the show. I'll include you.
Yeah, brilliant.
What is on the tin of Tate and Lyle syrup?
A lion.
Did you know it's a lion that's dead being eaten by bees?
No.
It is. It's from
that's
the Bible.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Mm. All right.
That's good.
What are monster munch?
Crisps.
Yeah, but what shape are they?
They're round with 5 fingers.
No, turn it upside down.
Yeah.
It's like a monster.
The fact that you're saying turn it upside
eye.
Down. The fact that you're saying turn it upside no. down means you're in the wrong.
That's a monster.
Because you should be saying turn it the right way up and it's a monster with one head, but you're saying turn it upside down. So I think you know you're wrong there, Joe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I'll take that.
All right.
Anything else?
Just things we've been talking about.
No, no, sure.
Do you want to know who's on tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow. Alex duration. Lowe.
Alex Lowe is brilliant,
is,
by the way.
Yeah, he is. He is.
He's a Wolves
fan
from Watford. He's the guy who does Barry from Watford. Yeah. He's a Wolves fan.
I know.
Oh, what a top
guy. Don't, because people think Barry from Watford's a real...
What?
Third.
Third.
I saw him in Lee Nelson.
Alex Lowe is presenting tomorrow. I've got to do this. I'm contractually obliged. Guests are Mark Thomas, who's stolen my look. If you've seen him this year, he's got a trilby on. I'm not very happy about that. Reece James. Yeah, but I'm the first comedian to wear one. Reece James.
Very funny.
Craig Hill. Beardy Man. Maggie Thatcher, Queen of Soho. And that's tomorrow at 12:30.
Anyone coming in just for the last 10 minutes that you can bully?
I don't know, I won't be here. I'm not interested.
Okay, cool.
If anyone calls in sick, I'll be here. Just quickly.
Yes.
Then, Secret Dudes. Who's on next week? Me, Lloyd, and who else?
The lineup is a surprise every week.
All right, so I'm on.
We'll see.
I'll do a 6-minute joke in 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Don't, because this is how I got booked for Latitude, just by bullying someone that came on my radio show.
Yeah, it's not an official booking. We'll wait and see.
I'll speak
if
to
you're going to do your Monster Munch material, then no.
No, I'm not going to. If I concede that it's not a monster, can I come on?
Yes,
yeah, done. Brilliant. Ian, do you want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll all do it. Nick?
Sure. Thanks, man.
All right. It's booked. You don't have to get anyone now.
Have you just booked the gig?
It's this again, but for 3 hours, and we'll all be pissed.
I'm just going to come and watch if that's all right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Lloyd doesn't need the ticket sales. It's doing great.
No, it's doing all right.
Yeah.
It's been so hard last night, but it's Black Friday. I've got 2 people at the moment.
It's not Black Friday today, mate.
Black Wednesday.
Black Wednesday.
I got quite drunk. Because of Tom. Look at that.
Are you having a nice time though, Lloyd?
I'm having a great time. Gonna go and get my hair cut in a minute, then have some vegetarian food. Then I'm gonna go watch
Fun
and Games.
Now?
Yeah, pescatarian, I eat fish.
Alright, good. From Grimsby, got to.
Yeah, got to. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I'm a vegetarian as well. Oh, are you a vegetarian, Nick?
Not yet, but I stopped eating pigs this year. I'm staggering it.
Still
staggering.
Still on the dog meat.
Are you a vegetarian?
Still on the dog meat.
If we asked the audience, if you just looked at this panel and said 2 of this panel are vegetarians, right? You would not go for Lloyd and Tom, would you?
I just wouldn't. These two, definitely.
Me. Paige has got the complexion of a veggie.
Pescatarian, because he looks like a fisherman. Ian Smith looks like a fisherman. Yeah. So I go pescatarian.
That's not a bad thing.
What noise does a fisherman make?
Oh!
There we go.
You were in the bloody Ark film on BBC.
Yeah.
Why didn't we talk about that? Did you know that?
Too late.
Yeah, you were Shem, Ham, or Japheth. Which
Ham.
One?
Yeah, Ham. Ham. Mate, I played Ham in Benjamin Britten's Neue Fluder in St James Parish Church.
Oh, that's good. Quite similar, I played it on BBC One in an hour and a half drama, mate.
Can I ask you a moral question?
No
Lloyd?
One really.
Well,
wants
we've got
to.
30 seconds.
Now so you're a vegetarian. Yeah. Would you still take on the role of Ham?
Yeah.
And I now you're a vegetarian, as it's already.
Come on, the role.
No,
of
come
Ham.
On, mate. That's why it's pay what you want. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all we have got time for today. But please give it up for Nick Coyle, whose show Guided Meditation on 3:30 Free Fringe.
Thank you very much.
Tom Parry, yellow T-shirt, 6:20 The Tron. Ian Smith, The Pleasance. His show's called Whereabouts at 7 p.m. And Lloyd is on also at The Pleasance. And it's on at...
8:30. Pleasance Courtyard. Great Grooms is a big turn on.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Sounding bloody Toya Wilcox, everybody.
Hey, I really enjoyed working with you. You were a breath of fresh air because you just came in and you, with your bibbidi-bobbidi hat and shook up the energy, and you did it in such a lovely way. You didn't do it like a troll, and I just really respected that.
From 1 p.m. every Wednesday. Joey Page, live from the Fringe, on FUBAR Radio. This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.